pink spandex. Hello, people of the internet listening to this show. You know, you might notice I have a little tone, you see?
Tone! It's one of those nights, huh?
Okay! All right, Jeremy and Seamus are here with me tonight, and I just have a little tone because... You know, I'm just trying to enjoy things, you guys. I'm just trying to enjoy life and things, entertainment, if you may call it such.
You use that word loosely.
And so there are two things that we're talking about tonight. There are two things. One of these things being that in the last episode that we had, we talked about, hey, look. Dino Thunder and Zio figures will be out in stores, and it'll be great, and we'll love it, and it'll be great, because it's two scenes that we love, and we're going to give all the monies, and we're going to support Dino Charge, Dino Thunder and Zio. Great. Right? Awesome.
Everybody loves those seasons.
Horrible people. It'll be great. Right? You know, and it'll be wonderful. It'll be fabulous. We've seen the figures at different conventions. They look marvelous. I cannot wait to throw my money at all the things. Okay?
Yes.
There's
five figures in the line. And you're like, okay, you got yourself your Connor and your Ethan. That's nice, you know? Okay, that's cool. You got yourself your Tanya and your Adam from Zio. And, okay. And then you got your Orange Ranger.
Orange? It's more like a second Yellow Ranger, don't you think?
Too much yellow energy is dangerous, man.
Yes, a burnt umber, I've heard, a brown mustard, basically a color that is not gold.
Yeah, a color that is not gold. Y'all, let me tell y'all something, and listen, we have heard everything under the sun about why they couldn't add some gold paint to the Gold Ranger, right? Like, I've heard everything. Everything under the sun. You know, costs. They're trying to cut down costs. We heard from Greg saying, you know, in its defense, the sixth ranger out of the line is not, like, beholden to be as accurate as the other five.
Yeah. That makes no sense.
You know, and by the way, he also said that, like, he's still disappointed and that's messed up and is still whack, right? So, like, let's not, you know, it's not like he's not for the man, okay? Okay, heard so many things of, like, you know, the gold paint is dangerous to children and da-da-da-da-da. Okay? I've heard all of these things, and yet I would like to say number one. I'm sorry, there are other toys that have gold paint on them, and I think people are doing just fine. They're not dying.
I have legit five other Gold Ranger figures, and they all have gold, and they all look like he does on the show.
Yes.
Not that hard.
Number two, if you are making a line that is supposed to be a higher quality, not the little... 4-inch figure looking whatever, you know, only has two joints and can only bend twice in one way and that sort of thing or whatever. If you're making a line that is supposed to be of a higher quality, then and it's $20 a figure, I'm just saying, maybe that you should kind of factor in you have to do something.
If only this line had already featured another Six Ranger with a large golden shield.
I wonder.
That was painted an appropriate shade of gold.
I wonder. If only.
Maybe,
you know,
we could take a look at, like, I don't know, the first wave of figures.
And if only this same company has released, like Seamus said, has released the same figure with gold paint on it.
The figure that you released 20 years ago should not look better than this figure.
Should not.
And yet it does.
And yet it does.
And yet your Green Ranger Tommy that you released last year has a golden shield.
In fact, every single Green Ranger anything in Mighty Morphin, except for them belts, because you know, whatever, that was a mistake, and they understand it, whatever, and they still that stuff, but still. Every single one of them you made sure has the green, I mean, has the gold paint on it. And in fact, y'all even have the audacity. You even had the nerve to try and you want to introduce new figures and new characters, and you want to make them accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You want to make those people accurate, but then you can't even make a character that has already existed in the Power Rangers fandom, in the Power Rangers canon, in the Power Rangers ethos, and you can't even get some gold paint on it.
No, see, Lisa, this is how they make more money from fans. They release the bad one, and like, oh, we're sorry. If you want this line to continue, please buy the corrected one. It's all on you, fans. It's all on you.
Yeah, that's what I touched on this last recording, but again, it bears repeating. The first time you released these figures, you had Ninja Storm with inappropriate morphers. The second time you released these figures, you have silver belts on three MMPR Rangers. Now, you've got a gold ranger that isn't golden, and also, by the way, the build a Megazord, the Zeo Megazord has a lot of gold on it, especially right front center in the chest, so guess what? That's also the nasty orange, yellow, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. color.
Well, that looked really bad.
Yeah, that... like, every single, like, literally, you have released four waves of figures, and three of them have featured, like, errors. And two of them were massive errors. Like, it is completely unacceptable that your whole concept is, I want to release expensive, highly detailed figures that are extra accurate, that'll get the older fans to come and buy them, and you just make mistake, after excuse, cutting corner after corner. Like, that is the complete opposite of how you get people to invest in this line long term. If you can't make it through one wave without some massive error or mistake, how are you going to get people to be buying wave 7 or 8 in a couple years? It's not going to happen.
And I should correct myself, right? I should correct myself and say that Greg said that if the figure is not part of the, I believe it wasn't part of the build a Megazord crap, that they're not beholden to be authentic or whatever, right? Now, please correct me if I'm wrong. Is the Zeo dude, the gold dude, is he part of that build of Megazord foolishness?
Yeah, he doesn't have a part of, have a part of the Megazord.
Okay.
He gets a weapon.
They give the Six Rangers weapons instead of a piece of the Megazord.
Okay, so I don't know about you, I don't know about anybody else, but us folks who want to buy better figures and higher quality figures, we don't want to build a mother effing Megazord.
We really don't.
We really don't. We really don't. So why are you wasting plastic to do that when you can use that money and get some paint?
Well, the thing is the reason why they do build a Megazord is the same reason is basically what Marvel Legends started like a decade ago, which was the whole concept of we want to release like 5 or 6 characters, but only maybe 1 or 2 of them are like top brand name figures. So if we release a piece of another giant figure, you'll be more inclined to buy the like B and C list characters. And that's their same concept here where it's like, well, this is how we get people to buy those pink Rangers and those yellow Rangers by saying, if you don't buy them, you'll have a Megazord with one arm and one leg. So, but the thing is that, like I said before, is you can't, like, try to dip your toe into both ends here. Like, you either have to say, this is going to be my highly detailed figure for the high-end collectors, and they're going to buy it because they want the figures and they want the whole line of, like, the whole team. Or you have to say, you know what, we need some dumb, stupid gimmick, and we can skimp on the other stuff because that'll get the more casual fans in. Like, you have to pick one or the other. You can't, like, say we're catering to the high-end people, but then make all these crazy mistakes and say you're so worried about this stupid Build-A-Zord, which, don't get me wrong, the Zord is fine. Like, it's a nice little piece. But I would easily sacrifice that for basically anything else.
Accuracy. For accuracy. Like,
if I wanted a Zord, I would just buy an actual Legacy Megazord. Exactly. Just an idea.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Is like, if I want a Zord, I want a super high-end Zord. Like, these Zords are fine, but it's not like they're the most detailed thing you ever see in the world. They still don't combine like an actual Megazord. So, like, they're just on the shelf, just chilling.
It's beyond... And the thing is, to me, is like... I mean, yes, the, you know, Gold Ranger has been released before. Like, I mean, whatever. Like, I bought it back in the day. And mm-hmm. I don't know if I sold it. I wish I hope I didn't. but yeah, like, so, like, no. Is this the first time you ever seen Zeo in life? No. But, like, I wanted my, you know, my high-end Zeos. I wanted to support. And I wanted mm-hmm. to give all the monies, you know? And even on the, even on, what's his name? On Adam, you can see on the cuffs and on the belt, like, I mean, on the boots, it's like, it's that caramel looking color. I'm like, y'all need to get with the program, man. Like, I'm not even here for that right now. Like, I'm so mad. Like, I'm so mad. Like, it with the Z, with Adam, is it as offensive? No, because he's not the Gold Ranger. Right. But, you know, like, this is the thing where, you guys are just I guess they figure that they're not going to care so much because, you know, regular folks are going to go into the store and buy it anyway, you know, and that's it. And so they're not really catering to the high end fans. They're not, because how are you going to have so many mistakes? Like, they're just not. So it's really ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. They need to. I need to. I guess I gotta wait for the SH Figure Arts and maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really disheartening because, like, I will buy almost anything you put out there that is legacy related. Like, it takes a lot for me to not buy it. The list of stuff I haven't bought is basically black and gold, you know? Like, other than that, I'm going to grab it. But I look at this figure, and I'm like, I'm legitimately not going to purchase this figure. I'm not. Like, I'm going to hope they release, like, a redone one later down the line. Like, if you want, charge me $22 for this one and actually paint it
for
gold.
For real! Charge me $25 for the dude. You know what I mean? Like, I would pay it. I would pay it. It's fine.
And it's just, it's so just infuriating because we've seen the prototypes. The prototypes looked amazing.
Yeah.
Like, these looked like great figures. It had the same gold paint that the Tommy figure does.
Yeah.
And then now we see it on the shelf. And yes, obviously, they always say, like, you know, it's a prototype. Things can change. But things can change usually isn't take an amazing figure and make it look like garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. Like. Yeah, I'm just so through. I'm just so through. Like, you know, like, get out of here. So, you know, I'll support and buy Tanya and Adam.
Yeah.
What's his nuts gonna say right there?
I'll buy. Yeah, I'm buying the Dino Thunder figures because Dino Thunder looks fine. But man, how can you make such a blunder? Like, how can you make such a blunder? And how can you think that? Like, nobody's gonna care.
Like, how do you look at that and think, yeah, that's fine?
Like,
how does Bandai America, like, yo, Bandai Japan, y'all killing it. Y'all be killing it, y'all. Y'all killing the game. But then mm-hmm. America comes over here and just like, yeah, you know, we don't.
Like, how much extra gold paint does Trey use compared to Tommy? Like, is it that much more gold paint? I mean, I know it's a little bit bigger. It's a little bit bigger shield, but it ain't, like, twice the size or anything.
And the knees, and the weapon, and the whatever.
Still, it's not that.
I am not defending them. I am just saying there should be no... You should factor in, hello, that the later down the line... Okay, that we're going to have a figure that's going to be a Gold Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so mad. I'm so mad right now. Anyway, moving. Are we done with this one? Because, like, the rage continues. The rage continues.
This is just the warm up.
Yeah.
So
hey guys, you guys remember the Dino Charge finale? Not Dino Supercharge. Remember the Down and Charge finale? Do you remember that one?
You know what? I feel like I watched it yesterday.
Really?
Yes. It was that good that it's just always, you know, at the forefront of my mind. That must be it, yeah. Right?
Sure.
All right, y'all. So this, what is it called? Ninja Steel finale.
Yeah.
Right? I don't even remember the name of the season.
No.
Judd Lynn is playing the hits.
Let me tell y'all. All right. Hold up. Let me start from the beginning. Because. So, number one, I mean, is it just me, or shouldn't they just played last week's and this week's back to back? Right? Peel off the band-aid, right?
Like, it would be nice, but like Nick doesn't show two new episodes in a row of anything.
Because, you know, it was just like, oh, okay. Because, granted, from last week, we were all like, oh my goodness, this is a thing that is a turn. And, oh, wow, this is the plan that, oh, wait a minute, Vic and Monty actually did something that was beneficial to somebody, even though it's the bad guys, but beneficial to somebody. What?
Had an effect on the so-called plot.
What? Vic and Monty got kidnapped. What? So
Victor and Monty, the most effective villains in the series.
Yeah, pretty much. What? So and then Galvanax is like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna use these and I'm gonna get these ninja stars and everything. What up? I'm like, whoa, look at that. So it was like, oh, look, this is something might actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Something happened, all right, y'all.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yep.
A lot of things happened. So, the beginning.
That's kind of what it is, though, right? Everything just happens. There's no, like, setup or explanation. Happens. Everything just happens.
Yeah, things like, it's not like any, because you know how actual television works, especially when you're having a finale or even a mid-season finale, usually build up to that throughout the season so that when it's time to pay everything off. Here, there's nothing to pay off. They just start introducing things that they've never mentioned before.
You have inciting incidents. You have a climax. You have a crescendo. You have all of these things. Here, it's time to end the season, guys.
They did set up something. They set up that the Ninja Nexus Prism can literally do anything. So, they set that up really well.
Yep, episode one, they told you, you know what? We don't really have to write anything or really explain anything because we have a Ninja Nexus Prism. And as long as you have that, everything's all good, baby. It's all good.
Alright, y'all. Can we have some order here? Order in the court here.
That
some
would
order.
Be more than they have, but yes.
Because you see at the beginning of the episode that they're in mid-battle, right? And Galvanax is just like, I'm not going to wait for you guys to fumble around and beat my foot soldiers. No, I'm going to use this machine and take your ninja stars. And it's like, wait a minute. Here's something that he's doing correctly.
Here's something he's doing at all.
Look at this.
He stumbled butt first into an actual plan.
Yeah, like that's the problem when the main villain of your show is only competent when the comedic side characters who, look, I love Victor and Monty, but they have done nothing this season. When those characters who have done nothing actually make something that's more effective than anything the main villain has ever done. That's a problem.
It is. Yeah. Little foreshadowing of the season. Anyway, so you have, right, the Ninja Stars are with Galvanax now. He has everybody's but Brody's, right? And so Brody is flipped to doing, you know, and then all of a sudden Mick comes to the rescue with the other Ninja Star that wasn't scooped up by the Magna Beam, Magnet Ray, Vic Monty, hooray, hooray machine.
Even though last episode they said they've got all of our other power stars.
Mm-hmm. Except for the one that we need to advance the story. Now
right.
It's here. There
Look,
it is.
Look, it's a bike. And it's conveniently a bike. So that Mick can ride and scoop up Brody and ride away.
Why couldn't they just, like, Redbot has rocket boots. Why couldn't they just, you know, rocket boot away? Why'd you need to have the bike?
Yeah,
you think they're going to pretend that Redbot is useful?
Why can't they, you know, from the previous episode, you know, actually use Redbot to be a hero?
Yeah. Why doesn't he, like, punch some people, you know? Like, why does he fight?
He's too busy lying. This
whole episode he's on his blog updating it instead of helping.
Exactly.
I totally just saved Mick and the Red Ranger. It was amazing.
I was the third Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Which honestly would make more sense than what happened, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, Mick and Brody escape and they're like, wow. He's like, wow, man, you know, you did the thing. And Mick's like, well, because I had the thing. And then he's like, what are we going to do about the thing? And he's like, well, I have this thing and we're out of ninja steel. But, oh, then that asteroid thing that's coming, that has ninja steel, right? So we can melt down this star so that we can create another thing so that we could get the asteroid to get more ninja steel.
Okay, that plot... It sounds like it was from, like, another draft where that asteroid had a bigger impact on the plot. Because they have this whole discussion about how, oh, we can melt down this bike star to make a new Astrozord star so we can go get, like, the asteroid. I'm like, wait. But then that doesn't like, why have the scene if that's not going to happen later in the episode? You know what I mean? Like, why is that considered as a plan?
And here's my thing. Is like, if they can say that so haphazardly, I'm sorry, but I would have never wasted any ninja steel in the first place to make 5 bikes. I would have made 5 more Zords.
That's yeah, right.
I would never have wasted any amount of my precious limited until this asteroid shows up ninja steel on friggin' bikes. Utterly useless.
Exactly.
Like, and it just shows like how like what's the whole point of like them like, oh, how we learn how to get these stars and we did something great and we got the ability to get this new Zord, all these different things, when you can just melt it down and make whatever you want whenever you want. Like that's the way they basically just said it. Like as long as
the legend says you can do anything you want.
Yeah. Like all that's like they're doing here, like literally the only setup they have right now for season 2 is they're setting up the next MacGuffin. That's the asteroid. That's what that is. That's going to save the day and be perfect, and it's going to be super, and then great. Fantastic.
And they'll have an unlimited amount of Ninja Steel, which, you know, that's great.
Because they still have one random mecha from the Sentai they haven't used for some reason. So
And look, I understand that in other seasons of Power Rangers, Rangers have been given upgrades like nobody's business. Like Lightspeed especially, like every week, they're like, you got a new weapon. You got a new thing. But it's not like in any of those other seasons it was like, oh, I could have given this to you all the time. And even if it was, like, MNPR did that a little bit, right? That show was also, like, almost 25 years ago. Like, we should be better at this by now.
That's a good thing you brought up. Like, that's my thing about Lightspeed. Like, I love Lightspeed. That is one of my favorite seasons. I've gone on record all the time saying how much I love Lightspeed because it felt like such a different, like, unique animal. And yes, they had so many weapons and so many upgrades. But the thing is that they actually had a person on the cast whose job was to make weapons for them. We checked in with her every week. We knew about her personality. We always saw her making stuff. We saw her testing stuff. We saw the Rangers testing stuff. It was always this huge thing where it's like, we are friggin' regular civilians who got some Ranger powers, but we're making them with the government. We have these crazy demons coming at us, so we have to just keep constantly trying to be like cutting-edge technology to get ahead of them. So every time they got a new thing, even though there were a lot of them, it felt like they actually earned them, and they took the time to get them, and it was like a big deal when they lost something, you know, in the finale or whatever. Like, there was so much stakes behind every little thing, so that, like, when you actually bought the toys, it was like, boy, you felt like you kind of had a connection to them. Like, there was something behind that. Here, it's just, oh, he has some ninja steel and we can make some things with it. And if we can't make some things with it, then we'll just throw it into a prism and it'll make things for us. And
yeah, but how much better would Lightspeed have been if Miss Fairweather so-and-so'd the Rangers every single week?
She did a couple of so-and-so's. How much
you know what, Rangers? You see this? You see this water? It's like your lesson of the day.
How much better would the season have been if someone like Preston was always trying to get into mixed pants every week?
Oh God! Oh God!
But
we almost had that with Redbot and Haley. Just saying.
Well,
hey.
No, it's just like I never thought that. When we would always have these seasons where, like, you would get all these power-ups and et cetera, that it would keep going. I mean, and I don't want to say that, like, yes, I know that sell toys, and I guess I know that, I understand that. But I didn't think that it would be the same, like, you know what I mean? Like, it would be the same type of, like, well, you just get random stuff to get random stuff. Like, you know, it has been almost 25 years, and I thought maybe we would get a little clever with how we do the things.
So yeah, there are ways to introduce toys or other things in there that still matter to the plot.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Like,
have the Rangers actually, you know, have a real conflict and have to actually earn the star for whatever reason. Like, get rid of all this ninja steel. Not like, what's the point of ninja steel? Like, I don't mean the season. I mean, like, the actual, like, substance. Ninja steel. I mean, I'm asking that about season two, but still.
Yes, the actual noun, not the proper noun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what's the point?
Actual question and esoteric question.
Why can't Mick just be, like, look, this would also be, you know, too easy or whatever, but why can't Mick just be inventing this stuff in that garage all the time? He's like, guys, I invented a new thing for you. Yeah, it would also be convenient, but it wouldn't be as bad as a giant ninja Nexus prism.
Because you also have not only a mechanic and a really smart person, but you also have a ranger who invents things.
Yeah, what?
Here's my thing is, like, and you don't necessarily always have to have the Rangers, like, earn that specific power, but you still should at least make it like a focus episode where they learn something or something happens to them where it's like feels like a big moment for them before they get the new power. And you can even get away once in a while with saying, oh, here's the thing I've been working on for a while. That's fine. But like,
yeah, once in a while, not all the time.
Yeah. Like, overall, you have to put some sort of emotion behind it. You know, like, even when they're like randomly giving Ethan a new bike, like, it was a funny, fun Ethan episode where something happened. Even when Connor got his 900th power up, like, it was an episode about him where he learned a lesson.
Also, like, those episodes also had real humor. Like, the funniest, perhaps the funniest line that Dino Thunder ever did was with Ethan's bike. They're like, okay, but it needs to fly. She's like, what?
Can it fly? We need it to fly, Haley.
Yeah, yes. She was legit pissed. And you legit laughed.
Yeah, she just gave them that side eye, and you were like, yep, I understand, Haley, I'm with you. But that's the episode.
Like, yeah, but you don't have, but you don't even have, like, you know, like a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge in these. Okay, fine. Yes, Cosmo. Oh, welcome to the season finale of Galaxy. Like, okay, fine. Right.
Which was funny when he said at the end of the last episode, and then he did it again at the beginning of this episode and wore it out real quickly.
Right. So, you know, fine. But you're not even like wink, wink, nudge, nudge enough for us to be like, all right, we see you. No, it's just there. It's just whatever. And as we go on throughout this episode, things happen because they need to, not because it was set up to. You need to have some random thing be the, like, end all be all savior and wonderful thing that's gonna save everything and be all convenient, and then, oh, look, everything's fine now. For example, right? You have Mick there, you have Brody there. They're explaining a strategy that they're not going to use ever in life. Mm-hmm. So already wasting our time. Okay. And then, you know, Galvanax is just like, oh, look, I overheard your conversation about this asteroid and the ninja steel. Oh, look at me. Whoop-dee-woo. What you gonna do? I got your friends. Whoop-dee-woo. And then Brody goes back into his Rolodex of life, you know?
Back into his flashback Rolodex. Yes.
Yeah, and he's all like, oh, I'm gonna say the exact same thing my dad said before he quote-unquote died. And so he's just like, you ain't never gonna blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm going to break my own power star.
Which is not a bad idea. Look, in a better executed episode, that's a dope idea.
Right. However, you see, that would have been fine. And you like, wow, what are the repercussions of him breaking his own ninja? Like, will he not have powers? Will he? No. No, guys. It immediately blows everybody back, and then the Nexus Prism, whoozy what's it, miraculously comes in, and those three broken pieces go into the Nexus Prism whatevers, and then it becomes three ninja stars.
Hey, look at that. No
consequences. It's like if in, what was it, the Green Candle episode, like Tommy lost his powers, but then like 5 seconds, like after he kissed Kimberly out of nowhere, Zordon's like, by the way, you got your powers back, Tommy. It's pretty great. There you go. Bye.
I collected the wax when she wasn't looking, and I rebuilt it. You're good.
Could you imagine if the wax, was gone, and it was like, nah, son, you know what happened? The remnants of this wax created three more candles, so you got three more chances.
Yes. We're going to clone you and make an orange and a purple ranger, too. It's going to be great. Like, awesome.
Come on. Like, really? It's not even. I can deal with one random ninja prism. What is it called?
Ninja Nexus Prism.
Whatever. Crap. So, I could deal with an episode. That's my limit. I can't stand the thing, but that's my limit, okay? This Nexus Prism, whoozy what's-its, I mean, it did so many MacGuffins and Deus Machinas, MacGuffins, like, it did so many of them, that, like, it was ridiculous, because first it came out of nowhere, then it made the three broken pieces into three full-fledged ninja stars, okay? Right? Yep. Then these ninja stars, two of them, came out of the prism and knocked over Galvanax and then just metamorphosized, whatever the word is, okay, into two Red Rangers, one being Brody. Darn, crap, he's back. And then you have this other one with some, you know, with some white and red sash over here. Like, oh, who's this person? And then all of a sudden, click, click, it's Mick. Really?
Which don't get distracted, fans, because like they're trying to trick you because it's like, oh look, Kelson Henderson's finally a real ranger. It's like no. This moment is not what we hope for. All right, this could have been built up to. This could have been a thing.
This is the time when you decide you have to use the Sentai footage. You haven't been using it at all, and this is the time you need to do it because you want to make Kelson a ranger. Because that's how the finale of Ninja went, with an extra couple extra Red Rangers. Like, it's just... That's the thing. Next year, by the way, next year, remember, Super Ninja Steel Rangers, if you ever get in trouble, just destroy your star, and, like, two people that are standing nearby are going to become Rangers. It's going to be great. Just keep, like, multiplying your team, because your powers are still fine. Nobody loses any power. Just keep making more Rangers and more Rangers and more Rangers until you got more Rangers than Q Ranger. Just keep
also...
making...
No. See, that's what needs to happen. See, if I was Preston, I would say, I'm going to split my star so my mom can come back to life.
Yo. Like, let me... Okay, so...
You should have cut that ribbon in half.
Also, No. One small thing. A regular sword can cut open the ninja steel. Just a regular sword that Mick happened to have can cut open this magical ninja... Okay, it's a little thing, but still.
But it was his dad's. I didn't know that Mick was running around here with his dad's sword.
Wait, was that his dad's sword? What?
It was. He did say it was his dad's sword.
Why does he have his dad's sword?
Why does he have his dad's sword?
Maybe it's made an interest deal. Maybe they should have melted it down and made another star.
No, but wait, shouldn't it have been attracted by the magnet? Oh, wait.
Uh-huh. By the way, I was thinking about this when I was rewatching the episode. So you know when Kelson and Brody, that's his name. When they were just sitting there chilling, and they were like, "We gotta get back on this." Brody's like, "We gotta get back on the spaceship and stuff like that, and we gotta go stop him." And he's like, "No, we can't go back on the spaceship. You're prisoner, and we got so many bad guys up there, and all that sort of stuff." Wouldn't it have been cool if they would have had like a moment where like maybe at least one of them was kind of scared to go back to the ship because they would have like all these crazy bad memories of being a prisoner for 10 years? Wouldn't that have been interesting if someone would have been emotionally involved in the moment and been like, "No, we gotta go anyway. You know, we gotta fight through it. We're different now. We're stronger now." You know, something like that. You know, actually had some sort of investment in the plan before Galvanax just showed up and said, "Ah, forget the plan. No, there's no plan. We're doing this now. We're cutting stars now."
We cutting stars.
Or what if Galvanax was like, when he beams down, he's like, "Hey, Brody, what's up, slave?"
Yeah.
What's up, son?
Yeah.
What up, son?
Prisoner number 1297, what's up?
Okay, all right. So not only do we, and you know, now you're letting us know that was part of Sentai footage and whatever. Okay, so not only do we get Mick as a ranger, okay, little fan service, you want to do that, whatever. You know, look at Kelson being able to get that Ranger fair body. Okay. But then you still got a third star in there. And the Nexus Prism is just flipping it and diddle daddly and whatever. And all of a sudden that ninja star comes out. And that one, it also comes into play that, oh, look, it's Brody's dad.
Just Brody's dad, by the way. Just Brody's.
Yeah, just Brody's dad. Yeah. Not Aiden's dad. Just Brody. Not Levi's dad. Not anything, of course not.
Because in that moment, also it waits like at least a minute after it spits out Brody and Mick to then spit out the dad. Because you know it read the script and it was like, wait, they got to have another like mini scene.
The fact that they try to build up these moments, like the fact that when Mick was staying there before he took his helmet off, like, "You're the Red Ranger, then who's that?" I don't know. Maybe the only other person that's there, possibly the guy that was standing right next to Brody, but you don't see right now. Maybe it's him. I don't know. Could
be. Yeah, little bit. I just want to know. With Brody's dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brody and Aiden's dad. Brody, yes. Aiden, Levi's dad, whatever you want to call them.
Uh-huh.
2 points for dad calling him Aiden.
Yeah, so that, they could have easily forgotten that.
Could have super. He would have been like, "Hey, it's my son and world famous musician, Levi Weston."
Right. Could have happened. So, Brody's dad, right? Number one, the explanation that he gave, okay, of how he was saved this whole time, okay, he said that when he broke the, what did he break it, what did he call it again? He broke the...
There was a
superstar,
main,
whatever it was called.
Yeah, super duper famous star, whatever.
It's a star that's going to come back next season.
Right, yes. Super duper famous star, whatever, right? He broke that into the six stars and whatever, right?
Yes.
He brought, and then the blow from that break, he was damaged really badly, but the Ninja Nexus Prism saved his life.
Yes. Okay. It's a life support system also, because it does
So it saved his life, and he's been in that prism for the whole time, right?
10 years.
Yep.
Okay, so.
He was really hurt, guys.
So let me hold up, Ninja Nexus Prism. Let me take you to camera 3, bro. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You were giving visions of everything. Okay. Everything of Zords, of Rangers, of more Zords, of galaxies, of everything. But you could not give a vision of, oh, by the way, I have your daddy. Like, what? Like, you couldn't, you just forgot that, oh, by the way, your dad's all right. He's here. Like, you couldn't even, there wasn't even a hologram of, like, son, I am okay, but what you need to do is, you know, defeat Galvanax so you can free me. Like, not even that! Not even! Well, nothing!
As you know, knowing this show, they would have done, like, a beat you over the head moment of, like, man, I don't know where my dad is, but I still feel like he's here. Like, yeah, that would have been dumb, but it at least would have been actual setup instead of just literally pulling it out of nowhere for this finale.
Yes. And as you know, over the last couple of seasons, this show has been really good at giving you a reason for why the dad hasn't been there the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You know, they hit it out of the park with Dino Charge, and they did it again here. Fantastic.
Yeah, it son, I was in this star. I just couldn't say anything. Yeah. I knew you were a slave on the ship, but I just didn't do anything. You know,
I was hiding in this cave so the bad guys wouldn't... I mean, the star. That's what I was doing. Yes. Whole time. I am your dad.
The dad got freed because... How? Like, the only way the dad would have become free is if somebody broke their star and it went into three pieces and then it would magically turn into three full stars? Like,
that
what?
They all have the same level of power somehow because, you know, again, you just do whatever. Who cares?
Simple explanation for that, guys. Simple explanation. I don't know what it is, but... Simple explanation.
It's like, how do you sit down and write and say, no, this is just going to happen? Like, was there like a version of an episode before now that had some kind of setup for this that got cut and then they just left all this in?
Well, Seamus, if they had 32 episodes to work with, they would have had a great story and more time and everything.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, because every single episode this season was really tight and they had so much going on.
Like, yeah, they just couldn't fit it all in, you know.
Yeah, when that ribbon fell off the tree, that was all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. That was Brody's dad's spirit doing that. You didn't know?
Of course. Yeah. His spirit's from the Lion Galaxy.
Yeah, sure.
Lying.
God.
I'm just really I just don't like all of this is happenstance, right?
Everything.
Like, nothing makes sense. Absolutely nothing makes sense, you know, like, so, like, you got the three Red Rangers, and now everybody's all cool, and now everybody's all great, and everybody can blah, 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 and what, and how, you know, and they can go and defeat Galvanax with some move we've never seen before ever in life, but they reference it like they do, like they've done it before.
Well, first, before they have this giant power team attack, like, they activate the magnet on the ship, because Galvanax drinks all the ninja steel.
This is true.
Footage.
Yes, I drink your milkshake. Yep.
Yeah, and then, like, they try to pull him with that, and then, like, they also pull the Rangers' stars, but this time it doesn't work, because a Ranger never lets go of their weapons, and that saves them, because Troy's helping that. Remember that scene? It was great.
Well, see, and that's what I was saying about the Sentai footage, because, like, they do, like, here's a random time where Brody, Haley, and Mick team up to do an attack. There's no reason why it's those three. Let's just have them do an attack. Because in the Sentai footage, that's a father and his two kids.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's so weird this season in general, and this is actually a complaint-ish about Dino Charge as well, is that they aren't using that much Sentai footage. They're actually using far less than they used to, at least from what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. So it just baffles, because before, back in the day, when they would use like a lot of original footage, it was for something big like Fighting Spirit or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Here they're using all this original footage to do really dumb stuff. Like, I understand that working with Sentai footage is very, you know, it puts a lot of constraints on the show, but you could actually use more Sentai footage and have the plots make more sense. I guarantee you.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to just use the Sentai footage for the battle and just say, you know what? This episode focuses on the Blue Ranger, so we're just going to come up with a really cool Blue Ranger story of our own that somehow utilizes the footage, and it's going to be great. That's all we got to do. And, you know, lots of seasons have succeeded doing that very, very well.
Or, you know, you just go back to bare basics MMPR crap where it's like they're fighting a B monster, so Billy gets a B on a test. Like, it does not need to be that hard.
Yes. Also true. Oh, my God.
Galvanax was just like, listen, I'm gonna drink all this ninja steel, y'all, okay? Because you guys suck. I'm awesome. I am the winner of this game, and I'm gonna drink it. And then little did he know that, meanwhile, back at the ranch, okay, you got Vic and Monty.
Oh, still, yes. Vic and Monty.
They are helping out Odious.
They're pretty chill about being kidnapped by aliens, by the way.
Pretty chill.
Yeah, they're being chill, and they're like, oh, we're just going to keep fixing this magnet, and you're going to use that magnet to defeat Galvanax, because you were super cool with telling these random two humans that you're actually betraying the main bad guy. And that's a good idea in the first place. And they're like, oh, you're also going to defeat the Rangers? That's not as cool. But we finished your magnet, and now we're going to sneak away.
We need to come up with a plan, so let's make our plan while all of these henchmen are literally within earshot. Whoops.
Mm-hmm. These henchmen, that are robots, and it bears in mind that we need to remember, they are robots, because Vic and Monty decide it's time to escape, and they get caught by Cosmos, and their big plan of escape ends up being the fact that Monty ate too much space slop, or whatever it was called, and he got the farts.
Oh my god, like, look.
The big green puffy farts that looked a lot like the big green magnet waves, by the way. For a second there, I thought she was, like, getting a wave of farts on the Rangers and using that to get the ninja steel. But you used farts to defeat a bunch of foot soldiers that you just said can't even talk, by the way, but you use it to defeat a bunch of foot soldiers with smell, because apparently you installed smell circuits in them or something.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. Interesting. Oh god.
Right?
And also, it stops Madame Odious in her tracks, too. So good to know that our, you know, main villain of next season can be stopped by farts. I really take her seriously. Odious.
It sounds like a fart thing. It sounds like a fart joke. They picked Odious as her name. Love them farts, Judd. All about them farts.
It's like, stop with, like, all right, I don't know who is mandating the farts. Whether that's them trying to, like, appeal to some Nickelodeon thing or somebody at Saban just really likes farts, they need to stop.
Yeah.
The Vic and Monty, I don't understand. They were kidnapped. They were supposed to be scared. Then they're up there, not scared, because they're like, oh, well, we're going to help these evil-looking people defeat the other evil person and not, like, suspect that they're evil at all.
As if they actually know who Galvanax is. Like, there's another draft of this show where they somehow watched Galaxy Warriors, right? How do they know who all these people are? And, like, never before in this season have they been concerned about, like, oh, we should try to defeat evil. Because that would have been interesting, right? Like, they try to be superheroes and the Rangers are like, God, please stop. That would have been something. But so before it was just to be famous. Now it's, we want to help the Rangers?
Well, like, Galvanax only even really showed up on Earth, like, once or twice, right? Like, it's not like he's this big known commodity and, like, you know all these bad guys and their plans and all this sort of stuff. Like, it just feels like very random that they're throwing in the concept that, like, all of the humans now know the score or, like, what's going on here. And it even comes back at the end of the episode, because they get interviewed by the news, just local news, not actually any numbers or affiliations, just local news. And the reporter says, besides the Power Rangers, you are the only two humans who have ever come in contact with evil aliens.
Oh my, I didn't even notice that either. Jeez.
25th anniversary of Power Rangers is next year's, guys. Let's pretend the first 24 happened. Dear God.
I took that to mean that in their town, they were the only ones yes. besides the Rangers. That's what I took it to mean.
Whoop-de-friggin-do.
Not in life.
You are the 900th town in California that has come in contact with evil aliens.
Well, that's why they only got local news. They're like, oh, another person met aliens. Sure, fine, cool, whatever.
Yes. But some guy from Bumble F, whatever community this place is called, met one. So whoop-de-friggin-darn. Awesome.
God. And like then they're like, oh, we can be rich. It's like, wait, you guys didn't care about being rich. I thought it was supposed to be supposed to care about being famous. Is your new thing next season that you want money? Because if that's the case,
and how are you and I'm sorry, and how are you going to bottle up your own fart
from the
slop that you will never eat again?
Monty, Victor and Monty's cliffhanger is how do we bottle farts? That is their ending for the season. Wow.
Who thought this was okay? Who greenlit this? Who at Saban Brand's HQ decided this was like, I don't know who's, yeah, I'm not going to like lay blame on any specific person because that's too easy, but somebody said yes to this. And that person, get your life together because that is awful writing, straight up.
We have said it before, but we have kids shows out there now that is targeting the exact same audience as Power Rangers that are talking about like depression and sexuality and all these heavy topics and like coping with loss, all these amazing things. And Power Rangers is bottling farts.
And like you can do a fart joke. Voltron did a great fart joke in its premiere. It was just fine because it was tied into how a character acted. It let you know who that character was and how he was with a group of people. That made sense. Here, it's for a dumb joke for characters that have no seeming purpose in the actual show.
And even with the bare bones logic that this show has, it falters. You can't defeat a robot with farts. You can't do it.
But they did.
They all turn into Ninja Stars and they defeat Galvanax. What?
It's weird because, like, so the Sentai footage does have, like, the Rangers, like, they jump up in air and then they do a little spin and they come down, but they don't, like, actually turn into Ninja Stars like they did in the original footage. That's not really a thing. They kind of made that up. And it, again, it's more like, it's spinning. It kind of looks like us when we spin and do this attack that we don't actually look like that when we do that attack. Maybe it will join us in with us on the attack.
Yo, can I just put a pause and say how annoying that it is every episode, but annoying that they have to spell out everything. Oh, look, Galvanax no longer has the ninja stars. Oh, look, Galvanax is trying to be sucked up by the beam. Oh, look, everything is spelled. Oh, look, Galvanax is down. Like,
and it always works too. It's always the Rangers going, oh, look, maybe if we do this, this will happen. Oh, we did it and it happened. Awesome. Great.
Okay, also speaking of Galvanax, I'm going to give this episode like half a point for one thing alone.
Yes.
When Galvanax showed up with his belt and it had all the Ranger stars on it, that was awesome.
Yo, that's a nice belt. It's a very, it's a very great nice belt. Yep, and it reminds me of like current WWE titles where they actually have custom side plates for whoever holds the title. Same deal, you just put your little ninja stars in there, little boop, boop. Fantastic. Love it. That is the best thing you have done the entire season, Ninja Steel.
Right. There's a better version of Ninja Steel where like that belt was like passed around or like they got stars and lost stars and they would put stars on the belt.
Well, you know what it's like. It's WMAC Masters.
Oh my god. Mm.
It is. You beat somebody, you get their symbol and you put it on the side of your belt.
You do.
Yo. You do. My god.
Like, I'm sorry, like, Power Rangers has been around for 25 years, there's been lots of great seasons, blah, blah, blah. If someone said you could have one prop from Power Rangers, I would take the belt. I would always take the belt, as long, and it needs to have the stars in it, but I would take the belt. You can have your Lord Zedd suit, you can have the suit if you want it. I want that belt.
Don't worry, when they send it to you, it'll be silver for no reason. Don't worry.
Excellent.
Yeah, I forgot the train of thought. But yes, no, what I was saying was, it's like they keep explaining everything that happens. Everything down to like the I. It's really annoying. It's really frustrating.
But Ninja okay. Nexus Prism, there's 3 stars in it. It's like, oh my god, we have eyes. Like, is this, you know that there's an option on some TV shows where you can turn on, like, you know, like audio descriptions of what's going on. I don't need the show to actually do it for me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You know, I get you wanna like help the hearing impaired. However, we have technology for that now, so you can stop, because anybody has that time. Anybody got time for you to just like spell out everything that's happening on the screen, you know? So like you could put in dialogue that could actually make sense and like give some depth to the scene, but no, you have to describe everything.
I half expected Galvanax to be like, "There's 3 ninja stars. Can you count them with me, kids? 3 stars."
3 stars. Oh my god.
Oh, crap.
It reminds me of like Arnold Schwarzenegger doing commentary. Have you ever heard that, like when he does commentary on a DVD? He'll literally just describe the scene.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is fantastic. This is the scene where I blew that thing up.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. So not only do the Rangers do a move that I've never seen before in life, but they explain like they, you know, they do it all the time.
Of course. Didn't you see that episode where they did it? That awesome one? That was a great one.
But then,
like, they do the flippity-doos, and then they attack Galvanax like they Tommy and Dino Thunder. Like, what?
Oh, that's true, like, yeah.
Like, it's not like an actual, like, they turn into stars and then the stars attack them or anything. Like, no, it's like the Rangers themselves attack them, you know, because they don't have any Zords or anything, right?
Okay,
so they have to kill them.
Can I give you a minor spoiler for next season based on the Sentai footage? It's just about the Megazords. You're going to love this because, so, like, the main star that the dad destroys in the first episode, they get that star near the end and it gives them, like, their final mecha, which is actually one where all 6 Rangers have a Zord that combines normally. And the finishing move, it's got like a Gatling gun thing on the chest, and it actually shoots out all 6 Rangers to deliver the final attack. So every time they defeat a monster, they're going to be doing that. They're going to be going Tommy.
Lord.
Yes. Which will also be fun because they're already in the Zord in their powered-up suits, but they're going to have to go to their regular suits if they want to do that attack.
Oh, no, that's right. Deactivate super mode.
Yes. They will either have to say that every time, or they're just going to have to cut that out.
Or just make new footage.
Or make new footage, yep.
Which clearly they just I know you're getting all that New Zealand money, but you know you can just save money by using more Sentai footage. This is not...
Why haven't the Ninja Steel team gone to New Zealand?
Yeah, what's up with that? Why didn't we have our obligatory New Zealand character?
Right?
Oh, maybe they're saving all that for Super Ninjas.
Oh no, the asteroid crash landed in New Zealand. We have to go get the Ninja Steel.
Yeah, don't even play. It could happen.
I know.
Yeah. It could very well happen. They all did the Tommy move. They out Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And took out Galvanax. And he's like, "No, I love the best in the world." Oh, and then you crash and die. And
yep, when it comes crashing down, it hurts inside.
and then also the Ninja Steel. There's too many things that call ninja. It's crap. The Nexus Prism is all like out of sorts, out of whack, cracked, this, that, and third. It's done. It's a wrap.
Crack is whack.
And then they notice that their ninja stars are also just turned into dust and nothing, and everything's gone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, pardon me. Sorry. Excuse me. I guess I'm allergic to ninja steel.
Choke on that dust.
Yeah. So, you know, there, I guess Mick is explaining that, you know, all of the, you know, the, or Mick and or rando dad, because really you're not a father, because you were in that prison the whole time and you didn't even try to reach out to your own son, you deadbeat dad, you.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I digress.
At least they made the white dad the deadbeat, you know, something.
Yep.
You mean white the dad. White dad who has swirly children? Yeah.
White oh, dad with his butt chin.
So, you know, the white dad didn't want to be around his swirly children. Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, you're right. Oh, rough.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
Mom's on the for a specific reason.
So, either or, one of them explained, like, oh, well, you know, all the ninjas, oh, I hate this name. That prism, okay, used up all his energy to defeat Galvanax, and so when he used up all his energy, he can't give no energy to y'all, right? So we done. It's a wrap. It's done. It's over.
And I like, how they explain it as if they knew that the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must have been what happened. Why? Because I said so, and as soon as I say expository dialogue, it's true.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it could have been an interesting idea, like we were talking about while we were watching the episode. Like, oh, maybe the prism got destroyed because there was more, by creating the two new Red Rangers, it was too much of a drain on it, and that's what caused it to, like, you know, go out. Although it's not totally destroyed, it could still be fixed, maybe. But yeah, no.
That would be cause and effect, and the Rangers' actions actually have a consequence. So, that's out.
Yeah, we can't have that.
No.
No, that effing prism, they're like, you know, maybe it'll be fine, but you know what? No, it's fine, because Mick's going to go back to the Lion Galaxy, and everything's fine now. Because, you know, we saw the ship fly away, or get knocked away by the asteroid, so everything's fine, and we don't have to worry about being superheroes anymore. Yeah, sure, totally. What?
Yeah, it's just Dino Charge all over again. It's like, hey, so, you know that ship that was filled with all those monsters and villains and all that other stuff? Well, it's destroyed, and we're good, and everybody's good, and we destroyed the big guy, and we're good, and all our powers are gone, and so we're good, and so we can go back to normal. We're good.
Well, like, that's the thing is, like, yeah, like, even if you know, you don't know exactly what happened to the ship, blah, 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 but you know, A, Madame Odious is on there, B, there are hundreds, possibly thousands of villains, for all you know, on that ship, and all that happened was it was knocked off course. It could be 5 minutes away, it could be light years away, you don't know, but you're just like, it's okay, the Ninja Steel's gone, so we're fine, we're just gonna sit here and play guitar and sing off key music, and
you
it's
guys gonna not even gonna scan for the ship to see if it's really gone?
Like Mick was, he was like, I am out of here, deuces, as soon as that Ninja Nexus prison wasn't working, he's like, I'm out of here, I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you guys all the so-and-so lessons I can. I need to get out of here. You got butt chin to do the heavy lifting for me now, so I'm out.
Yeah, and also that line where he leaves and he's like, yeah, guys, don't forget to wear your safety goggles. And I'm like, don't act like that was a thing. Don't act like that was something that he always talked to them about, oh, you know, be safe and da-da-da.
That is not your buttery.
Yeah, it's not your, but like, you could have, he may as well have said, like, all right, guys, so-and-so left.
Yep. As I always say, guys, with great power comes great responsibility. You've never said that. Bye, guys. I'm out.
So-and-so.
Oh, catchphrase. See ya.
Also, Redbot's still there, so, you know, whatever.
That's cool. Like, you know, maybe he'll be useful now or something.
No, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Like, okay, so they get, like, 0.0001% of, like, kudos for, you know, cutting to the scene with Levi being like, oh, so there's a robot and he had my memories and that was crazy. I'm telling you a story about something that actually happened earlier in the season. So, you know, there's that, I guess. Maybe. And
no, but then all those points get taken away because they sing that dumb song.
Yeah, awful.
Like,
I love
you. You remember our song? And you could tell they're like, yeah, they taught us your song.
Okay. Oh, can we? Sorry, I got to go back to a scene earlier since we're speaking about the dad. When dad shows up, all right, like, look, Brony hasn't seen his dad in 10 years, thought he was probably dead,
same
you part. Know. So when his dad shows up There's a couple things wrong with his reaction. One, he doesn't break down crying, or he's just sort of like, Dad. I'm like, I don't know if that was the actor or the script, maybe both. There should have been a bigger, it should be like, oh my God, Dad, you're alive. And also Brody runs up and is like, Dad, and Levi stands there for like 5 seconds. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to react to, oh, Dad.
Oh, that's my dad. Oh, that's also my dad. Okay. I wasn't sure. I thought I was just a popular singer that doesn't have any family connections. Okay. Gotcha.
Levi could have been stunned. He could have been stunned. Okay.
They should have at least cut to a close up on him. It's like, oh my God.
Man, Brody didn't even say it was epic.
Family reunions are epic.
Like, that's the thing, is like, on paper, Brody has had a messed up life. Like, a lot has happened to him. A lot of supposedly, like, damaging stuff. And dude does not care. He is too busy, like, being, like, meme machine over here with his epic crap. Like, nothing phases him in the slightest. And it's not even, like, you can say, like, it's a Jem and Gemma thing where they're, like, under some crazy post-traumatic stress and they act out weird or anything like that. This guy is just a friggin' Fruit Loop. I don't know what is going on here.
And there are ways to make the whole, like, epic character. Like, sort of like how Q-Ranger does the Red Ranger where, Lucky.
Yeah.
Like, he's, you know, happy, fun, whatever. But, like, that's totally his thing. And at least from what I remember the episodes I've seen, he doesn't have, like, a crazy, intense, tragic backstory.
They just told us his backstory. It's not that tragic.
Oh yeah, exactly. So it's just weird to give Brody this really intense backstory and then not be able to do anything with it. Now, maybe that's some kind of note about, you know, the eternal, the Rangers can't have conflict, the Rangers have to be happy all the time. Okay, then don't give him a really intense, crazy backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just make it simple. He's a kid in high school. That's all you need. Why actually come up with something interesting if you're not going to use it? Seems weird to me.
There's just zero consequence. There's nothing about the entire story, plot, anything has had anything to do with the concept of I've been on this ship for 10 years and it sucked. Like it bears nothing to the overall show whatsoever. So why have it in the first place?
Why are we here?
Why are we here?
You know, man, like, I'm trying... Look, man, listen, people of the internet that listen to this show. I'm really trying my hardest, okay? Not to full-on lambast this show. I am trying, okay? But when you're talking about a finale, even though it's technically, I mean, it's the finale, but we're not really, because whatever. You are trying your best to say, listen, let me find something that I can hang on to that, you know, that could be worthwhile to say, you know what, I enjoyed myself. I didn't mind that episode of television. But then it just doesn't seem like it feels, this is what it feels like. It feels like they ran out of time, but they wasted so much time beforehand. Then now they're like, oh wait, crap. I forgot to study for this test. Shoot. Cliff notes. All right. Well, I mean, I read the cliff notes, but I only read like chapter 1 and then chapter 12 cliff notes. So I'm good, right? I could just fill in whatever. In the middle, stuff happens and things. Okay, and we were great. And finale. I'm like, no, like that's not how you do the thing. That's not how it is. And it's just for me, you know, like even with what's her nuts, like having Odious being, you know, the main villain next time or whatever, or if she is, I don't know, because we done seen the promo with Sledge coming back. I don't know what's going on. Even if with that, like. You did that before. You did that before with Dino Charge. You did the whole ship thing with Dino Charge. You did the whole, like, oh, look, we have a traitor. I mean, granted, like, a lot of seasons have done that already. But it's getting up to the point where it's kind of played out. So we've done that before. And there's a lot of stuff that has been done before. And you don't even have anything else not one thing that could add to it that's like, you know what, even though we have seen these themes before, at least we can enjoy the characters of Ninja Steel. Nope, you don't even have that, because some of these characters either don't exist or you don't give them enough time throughout the season to develop anything that is weighted in anything.
Yeah, like, so we don't know. There are things that happen to these characters, but I don't know. Like, I don't know a lot about Levi. Like, I know things that happened to Levi, but I don't know his personality all that well, besides the fact that he's a very attractive man. I know that about him. He's a very attractive man. Like, yeah, we sort of know about Haley and Calvin, you know, sort of. Sarah,
honestly,
inventions.
Out of everybody, Haley is the one we know most about, character-wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're right, and I think we kind of talked about this with Dino Charge, too, where most of the Rangers, it really is just a couple of events happened to them, and then they vaguely told you their opinion on the subject matter. But there was never, ever really any dive into, like, what makes this character who they are, and we see through their actions, like, what type of person they are. They don't do that with seasons anymore. It's all very just thrusting these concepts upon them based on the episode.
They did it a little bit, especially with the start of Dino Charge. Like, we had that whole thing where Shelby was like, all right, Miss Morgan, you racist. I'm going to tell you what's what. Like,
right.
Or Coda was like, I miss my family. And, you know, I'm kind of scared. Like, that was fine.
No, start of Dino Charge was great. Start of Dino Charge was great. Right. And then, you know, it had some mishaps here and there. And then their second season happened. And yeah. So, but yeah, no, like with these characters, it's just, I mean, even because Preston could have been, you know, something more, and then it kind of didn't really, not really. And then, my gosh, let's not even talk, Calvin's a joke. The joke, right? So, like, pretty much, the girls are the best part. If you think about it. And Sarah, I mean, you know, she's a hit or miss. But, like, the girls are the best part. Because, like, the girls aren't your typical girls. Like, oh my gosh, shopping. And oh my gosh.
Little things, you know.
Leave. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to just get married and I can have babies. Like, no. You know, you have a girl who likes to invent stuff and is into science. And then another girl who is a go-getter and is kind of the alpha male. Really, and then So that's why the girls are exceptionally, you know, not, like, above bland.
Yeah.
They're above bland. So
and they're still not great, by the way. Like, no. They're still not great characters.
Then you have Calvin, who doesn't like it when people don't fix their own cars.
We have Preston, who's like, magic. Yeah.
I like magic, guys, and my dad likes money. He likes money.
And
ribbons. Money and ribbons.
And Brody, who should have a cool character. Like, he has, on paper, the greatest character of them all.
Mm-hmm.
But in action, he's nothing. Absolutely nothing. Levi, also on paper, an amazing character that is not given enough to do.
Although, may I take that back? Levi's the best character. Not just, for your no. obvious reasons. No,
yes,
no, no,
it's
no,
for
no.
obvious reasons.
No. Because he has had moments with other characters that is like, and then, but then they like kind of like undercut it with some dumb stuff because they want to like wrap up an episode into like one happy-go-lucky
thing.
Remember
when he was like, I don't know about the Aiden bot, and Haley's like, yeah, no. It's like, hey, Haley, we should definitely hook up. Who needs Calvin?
Exactly.
And then you know Levi was trying to tell on Redbot, yo, Redbot, you better knock that crap off. All right.
Levi was kind of managing Redbot's online presence. I think more Power Rangers and Power Ranger actors could use Levi in their life. Be like, yo, don't post that. Don't be that way.
So, you know, like Levi, you know, he's not boring, right?
Levi's
not boring.
His actor puts a lot into it. Like, he's trying with the lack of material.
Yeah, his character's not boring. I would have to say, anytime Levi's on thing. He does not bore me to sleep. Okay, so
yeah, like, remember when he was like, I don't want to play that board game. I don't like board games. And they're like, oh, okay. And then he got, like, chastised for it. Mick's like, how could you? You gotta have fun with your friends. Like, dude, I don't want to play board games. Yeah. This does not
and
need to
honestly,
be a
that was the most boring episode out of him. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and even that was like, whatever. Like, but it was the most boring. Like, everything else was like, he's okay. But, like, crap. Like, anytime he has to be with Brody, like, it just brings it down. Like, it really does.
Brody is a really bad Red Ranger. He's just a bad character in general.
You should have pretended you weren't Aiden.
Well,
man,
we
still gotta find your brother. I don't know. He's gotta be a really cool guy to be your brother. Maybe we'll find
him
one day.
They're like, it's like they have Aidenbot. Like, what are we gonna do with Aidenbot? And then they just murder Brody, and Aidenbot becomes, you know, Aidenbot becomes the Gold Ranger, and Levi becomes the Red Ranger.
Sounds good. That's the way the Ninja Nexus president wanted it.
The legend says.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, the legend says. How about the legend say, yo, the father's in here. How about that?
Right.
Stupid. All this legend says.
Also, wouldn't it have been nice if maybe like once or twice this season they were like, man, I miss my dad. Like, I'm not talking about like a VR trooper stand at a temple nonsense. But they could have had some indication that what if we just had an episode, sounds so basic, but I'm trying here, that Brody and Levi have to learn how to be brothers again, and they realize that it's really difficult without their father. So that when, you know, the dad shows up, they can be like, oh my god, dad's back! Like, they have half a moment where they're like, oh yeah, our dad taught us this song, but it's like, maybe show us that you miss your dad?
And I'm sorry, like, 10 years is a long time to be without somebody and then just be like, oh, yeah, we have been besties forever. Do you see what I'm saying? You know, from when you're a little child, and then now you're not a little child anymore, 10 years is a very long time. You barely know this person.
Yeah,
right? And especially when Brody wasn't one of the fools who was, like, the biggest fan of Levi Weston, right? So, especially when you're just like, okay, like, you're a dude. And I'm a dude. Like, we're brothers. All right.
Wouldn't that have been great to do a story about how, yeah, we're technically family, but I don't really like you that much at first.
Or I don't even know you. Like, I don't know you. Like, bro.
Yeah, and this is the show that can't even act like Levi is actually famous as soon as he becomes a Ranger, so.
Like, imagine for a second that maybe Brody, because, you know, he was a slave for 10 years, he's so excited to have some connection because he's, you know, he's thought about his brother for so long. Whereas, for Levi, Aiden hasn't thought about this guy in, like, ever. So Brody's really excited to have a brother, and Levi's sort of like, dude, I'm famous, right? And you're kind of annoying. Like, keep saying epic, shut up. Like, they could have had Brody's epic thing actually be something character-related that the other characters commented on.
I thought you were dead. I made my peace with the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, so moved on. Made my own life. Better than living out in the middle of nowhere trying to become a ninja, so.
And even with their dad, they're like, oh, dad, it's so great. It's like, you guys haven't seen your dad in 10. And also, Levi got adopted, right?
Presumably so.
Yeah.
So what about, like, what an idea. Are we going to see anything about his adoptive parents? Or is he just going to be like, no, I have my dad now.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're asking about adoptive parents, and this show barely wants to show real ones?
I know. I'm asking a lot.
Okay, like, we just got a mom, like 2 seconds ago.
An on-screen mom.
Like, you need to...
We upgraded from you mentioned mom. Mm-hmm.
So, you need to pump your brakes about adopted parents. Who you think this is? MNPR?
If it was MNPR, they would have a whole episode about the adoptive parents, and they would have, a minute-long speech about how adoptive parents are just as valid as regular parents.
This is not MNPR, okay?
No, we don't know. We don't have actual moments here.
Why are we saying that a show, like a season from 24 years ago, is what we're aspiring to be like? That should not be the case.
Well, and that's what we said before. Like, let's be real. MNPR ain't that good. Like, it's not. It's not a great show. And it's still something that friggin' Ninja Steel could aspire to be as deep as MNPR.
It just seems weird to me that these all seem like really easy mistakes that like maybe on like the outline of the first draft you made, and then someone comes along and says, hey, explain this. This doesn't make sense. It just seems like this went right to first draft, right to in front of the cameras without, like, did nobody read this and think, that's dumb? Now, obviously, the answer is no, because the same thing happened last year. Right. Now, a question that came up among some fans, which I thought there was a very easy answer. Some people say, oh, is this worse than the Dino Supercharged finale? No, because we knew it was going to be this bad, right, for Ninja Steel. Like, there was no illusions about this finale being good. Like, it would have been a genuine shock if it was.
Yeah, like, there was no expectation of it being, like, superb, so...
And there's something different between the whole... When there's the whole concept nowadays of every season is technically one of two seasons, and your finale is really old-school mid-season finale, where you're not really expecting everything to be wrapped up nicely.
Yeah, sure.
To have their closing moments, you know? Like, so... When you fail on a spectacular level and you're the second season, the actual finale, that's an extra, like, level of awful. So, this was bad, but just wait until they botch the Super Ninja Steel finale. Then it's gonna be real bad.
Yeah, and let's say that this was the actual finale or whatever, and you're comparing it to last year's stuff. You know, even with its flaws, right? Super Dino Charge, Dino Supercharge, whatever it's called. You know, they still had characters that we cared about. And, you know, there was still a story, you know, albeit kind of wonky at times. Kind of wonky. But you still had some investment into seeing how they're going to end this story, and it was a bigger letdown because you liked these characters and you wanted to see them get through their trials and tribulations on the biggest note ever, and then time travel happened, so yeah, and dinosaurs happened, so I don't want to relive that moment in my life because I'm gonna cry. Here, I'm just like, stop. Like, you're already terrible. You're already terrible. Like, you're not that great. So
the Ninja Steel cast really does feel like a pale imitation of the Dino Charge cast. Like, you've got a less interesting Red Ranger who's looking for his dad.
For real.
You've got a less interesting Pink Ranger who is the smartest one on the team that actually gets stuff done.
This is true.
You've got a less interesting Sudarso brother. And you've got a less interesting other two Rangers who are a couple. So.
Oh my god. And you have the Hot Six Ranger.
Yep.
Here we go. Yeah. Who's gold?
Yeah. So it's basically, you know, just, you know, transfer paper. You did a good rubbing on.
I know there's that whole thing they talk about how, oh, there's, like, the two-season cycle of kids only watch the show for 2 years. Is that an excuse to, like, be lazy? Because I don't know. As a writer, if I'm writing a show and creating a show, again, unless there's some directive from on high, which, you know, again, they can only do so much with if you're a writer, but why not try to make something different every year? Isn't that, like, you know, you can stretch your muscles and say something different and do something different instead of just kind of repeating the same beats over and over and over again? I know the show's been on for 24 years, but you can still do something different.
Well, and it's like, and there's like a difference between like same beats and here is a Red Ranger looking for his father. And here is a bad guy on a spaceship. Spaceship crashes. New bad guy on spaceship takes over. Like that, I mean, that is like not even attempting to even hide the fact that you're doing something very similar to what you did. It is the exact same thing with just a different character in the same spot. Like, painful how much they're just recycling.
And here's the thing. It'd be one thing if they, like, just never acknowledged adult fans. You know what I mean? It'd be one thing if they just sold all the toys to kids and they, whatever. But they are actively trying to court adult fans with this franchise. You know what I mean?
How?
Should they? Oh, like, you know, with all the legacy stuff and, you know, Hyperforce and all that.
I thought you meant, like Ninja Steel. Like,
yeah, literally everything Power Rangers related that's not Ninja Steel.
But I bring that up, that point, because it's like, you guys know that there is an older audience that is watching this. So you know that you could at least, we always go back to this story, but I'm going to go back to it again anyway. When Doug saw what fans were saying about Ninja Storm, he was like, oh, I should change some things when I do the next season.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's like, even Ninja Storm was like, it was not getting panned.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Well, at the time, yes, it was. Don't even try. Don't even play.
I don't think it was.
Yes, it was. At the time, yes, it was. Then, you know, time passed, and then people look back, and you're like, oh, it wasn't so bad. I mean, I'm not one of those people, but, like...
Disagree.
But, no, at the time, it was getting... It was bad. And then you had your subsect of, like, super fans that would, like, be all like, no, this is amazing, this is the best thing ever. Come on. Like, it was. Like, a lot of people didn't like it.
Disagree, but okay.
Yeah,
no, but
okay.
I see what you're saying, Lisa. And so they decided, hey, we're going to listen to the fans and, you know, try something different next year and, you know, really try to court them because we know that adults are watching. Like, obviously, we're still making it for the kids.
It's like, this worked, so we'll keep doing that. This didn't work as much, so we'll tweak it. We'll do some things here and there, you know, and we'll try to make something that everybody will like. And look, they did. Fantastic.
Like, I saw someone had posted, like, a scene from Ninja Storm on their Twitter to be like, hey, look, like, an actual comedy scene that doesn't involve farts. And it was one where, what was it, Shane and Dustin are they're on a computer. You can't see what they're looking at. And they're like, oh, yeah, look at the curves on that one. Oh, man, this is great. And then Cam walks in. He's like, you better not be doing something illegal. And he, like, turns and he sees that they're just looking at a motorcycle.
Funny.
I'm like, okay, that's an actual comedy scene.
Mm-hmm. It worked. It's a good joke.
Here we don't do jokes anymore. We do farts and like, pies in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I've said it seems like every episode this season, but whoever is making the show this way, because somebody is... I want to believe it's not the writers, you know, because that's the thing, is that the people who are writing the show have done good work in the past. You know,
mean the interns?
Well, like Becca Barnes, for example, she did some great episodes of Dino Charge. Like, she did, like, the first Purple Ranger episode with Albert, which I thought was a great episode.
Yep.
So I'm not sure. And Judd obviously has worked on a bunch of other seasons. So I'm not really sure why it is this way now.
It's a solid question, for which I have no answer.
Yeah. I'm all raged out because the show.
We're gonna rate it.
Yeah. I wonder what I'm gonna rate it.
But guys, we have a Christmas special next week.
Oh God, that's right.
Is it next week or soon?
It might be 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Actually, it probably is 2 weeks because this week is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I thought you were going to say it's a day of play or some foolishness.
Baby both.
Whatever they call it, yeah.
So they'll be that, and I'm sure it'll be like, hey, Dad, it's Christmas. Let's tell you about all our fun adventures.
It is not going to have Dad because it was going to be like filmed like way earlier when they didn't figure out Dad, so it's going to like be all out of the production schedule,
you know,
whatever.
We said the same thing about Dino Charge, and look what the Dino Supercharge finale was.
This is true, but this was the finale.
By the way, you're correct. It says December 2nd, so...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
2 weeks!
Yeah. Alright, so rating is... Let's see. I'm going to give it... What do you think I'm going to give it, guys?
It's a toss-up between a 1 and a 0.
And since we don't give zeros here, because we're not punks, a big fat 1. 1.
I'm going to give it... Yeah. I'm going to give it a weak 1. Like,
oh my gosh.
Like, because... No, I mean, look, if it is a 1, the 1 is only for the belt. That's it.
5 out of 5! More farts. No, it's a one. It's a different one. And yes, when the best part of your finale is an inanimate object, you're doing something incorrectly. Just saying that.
And I'm sure if you went and looked over all of our ratings for this season, there was a lot of ones and twos. Maybe an occasional three.
No, maybe. I don't believe I ever gave out a three. I would hate myself if I found out that I did.
Well, I know I did.
I know I did too.
Shame on me if I ever gave a three.
You were drunk. Like, that's not a great average. And like also some of those threes were very generous threes, by the way. They were, oh, it wasn't completely terrible this week. Okay, three.
Yeah, well, I think I gave the Sarah one a three because it showed a mom.
I definitely gave the Haley and Calvin presidential election episode at least a three, because that one was probably like genuinely the best episode of the season.
But that is six out of the last past seven seasons that were garbage. Complete and utter garbage.
It's not a great average.
Nope. Seven out of eight if you include the reversioning.
No, we don't include that. We do not. So, get
your life together, Sabaton Brands. Stop making your flagship show the lost leader of your franchise. Stop it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm sad because like the actual show is not great. So and I'm glad for people who can enjoy it. I'm glad for you. Happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what show you're watching, but yep. Congrats.
But over here, that is not what I'm seeing. And
I'm happy
so,
for you and your ability to live a happy life with severe head trauma, but you do you.
Or, you know, you just don't care about all the faults. You know, some people just watch it and they don't care. And they just like, hey, look, it's just mindless fun and I enjoyed it and that's great.
Mm-hmm. Emphasis on mindless. Yep.
Again, good for you. Happy for you that you can do that. I cannot. So therefore, I just want to enjoy the show that I grew up with as a kid.
Lisa just wants to have fun.
I just want to have fun, okay? I don't want to vote for Dubby.
I have had legitimate, serious thoughts about, like, do I want to, like, should I not even bother with Super Ninja Steel? Like, genuinely had those thoughts, because this season was rough. Like,
come on,
really
man. You're
rough.
You're already on the ride. You can't get off now.
I know, but it's still, because again, with Samurai and Megaforce, like, I don't know what it was, but it was like, oh, well, Johnny Tzak is there, and that's why it sucks. So as long as he's gone, everything will be fine. Now, you know, man, there's no excuse anymore. There's nothing. This show's just bad. Straight up.
Mm-hmm. So what's Eddie doing? Can we get him?
Yeah, well, I haven't heard from him.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe he needs a call.
Blood Punch made like $5. Come on, dude, you need a job. Come on.
Yeah. So there you go. Eddie.
Yeah. So final thoughts. We are glad that the bleeding has stopped. we'll talk about Ninja Steel when Christmas happens.
Yep.
And then you'll be back next year. Yeah. Where all the 25th anniversary wonderful episodes will happen and people will either cry some more or just be glad that they see their old Rangers go back on the television screen. We'll see.
Yeah, if Tommy shows up, it's all good. We're all happy. Best season ever.
I can't wait for them to mess, like, to... Because you know how this show loves just say, like, just act like things happened. they will mess up continuity in some way that will just piss fans off to no end, and I'm very excited for it.
You know what they can do for continuity? If the Gold Ranger shows up, having his shield not be gold. There you go.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, continuity. It's the new silver stripe.
Yeah.
Orange shield.
Just have a caramel shield, and then the toy will be accurate. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. It's the special Super Ninja Steel variant.
Yep. Yeah. With the Snickers Ranger with his caramel shield and his.
Yo, it's like you said, Lisa. You know when that Lord Drakkon figure's coming out, it's gonna look perfect. You know it is.
Oh, it's gonna be friggin' flawless. They're gonna find the money for gold on that thing. They will find the money in the same way they found the money for Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Green Tommy. He got gold.
Mm-hmm.
This is Trey. Who cares about Trey?
You know, and like, you know, all those other toys that are able to, you know, all those other toys that Bandai has released where everything is black and gold.
So you got the money for black and gold Titanus, but you ain't got the money for black and gold Zeo Ranger, who's like, yeah, I got a 50th of the size. Like, I see how it is.
Yeah, you would rather release more black and gold things
that don't exist in the show.
That don't exist, right? They don't exist, and yet you have the money for the gold parts in the black and gold figures that don't exist.
They also have enough gold for, you know, the Ninja Steel Gold Ranger that they're making right now.
Yeah. And, like, some of the excuses I've heard is, like, people were saying, like, gold paint in the past was, like, harmful or some crap like that. And that was true, like, decades ago. It's not true now. And gold paint flaked decades ago. But gold paint doesn't do that anymore because we've gotten better at it. Like, there are no excuses. You just decided to be cheap. Bottom line.
If they release one more black and gold anything that doesn't exist, and then have the nerve to come up with some excuse about the actual figure that needs to be gold, then you can go screw yourself.
No, they'll do black and caramel variant of Titanus and all the other legacy Zords.
And we're done. And we're done with the show. I'm done.
He's full of chewy nougat. It's gonna be great.
And we're done.